Turkey may be winning its battle to prevent a judgment on its history. The House is considering whether to label the deaths of Armenians in Turkey during World War I as genocide. Under pressure from Turkey and the Bush administration, several Democrats have withdrawn their support for that measure. That is just one story we're tracking today that involves a powerful symbolic gesture. Today, the Congressional Gold Medal goes to the Dalai Lama, the spiritual leader of Tibet. President Bush will be on hand, and China, which rules Tibet, is not exactly pleased, NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
When the Dalai Lama walks into the Capitol Rotunda today, he will both accept the nation's most prestigious civilian award and once again incur the wrath of the Chinese government. Beijing says Tibet is part of China and regards the Dalai Lama as a separatist. The Chinese government lobbied hard to stop the congressional award from being presented to the Tibetan spiritual leader. But not only will the ceremony go ahead today, President Bush will speak at the presentation, making it the first time a U.S. president appears in public with the Dalai Lama. Gordon Jandreau, a White House spokesman, says the president's move should not be seen as provocative.
We understand Chinese concerns, but we are working to assure them that we are not interfering in their internal matters, but that we're honoring a great spiritual leader.
In matters as sensitive as this, symbolism becomes especially important. Yesterday, President Bush met privately with the Dalai Lama at the White House residential quarters, not in the Oval Office as he would with political leaders or heads of state. Mike Green led Asia operations on the National Security Council staff until last year and is now at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Green says Beijing may view a meeting in the residential quarters rather than in the West Wing as somehow downgrading the visit.
While that may have checked a box for Beijing, ironically, I think from the perspective of the president, it's the truly close and important visitors who get to come to the residence. And I think that that intimate setting was actually very much appreciated by the Tibetan visitors.
There was no press at, and certainly no photos of, the meeting between President Bush and the Dalai Lama yesterday, says White House spokesperson Dana Perino.
We in no way want to stir the pot and make China feel that we are poking a stick in their eye. And if this is, you know, this might be one thing that we can do, but I don't believe that that's going to assuage the concerns of the Chinese.
Perino says there will be photos of the two men together today when the Dalai Lama receives the Congressional Gold Medal. Adam Siegel, a senior fellow in China Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations, says that award will definitely have an impact in China.
Certainly among the leadership, especially because it's happening just during this week, during the 17th Party Congress, when Hu Jintao is trying to ensure that the people that he has chosen are in position to take over the next generation of leadership. So any attack on Chinese national sovereignty is going to be seen very, very negatively.
This is a tough balancing act for President Bush, to meet with the Dalai Lama without damaging larger U.S.-China relations. Siegel says the relationship will survive.
Given the broad range of issues that the U.S. and China need to cooperate on, North Korea, Iran, economics, environment, global health, that it's not going to have a very big impact on U.S.-China relations right now. I don't think either side really wants to rock the boat.
But Mike Green of CSIS says the administration and Congress obviously want to send a message to the Chinese government that Tibet is important to the U.S.
The message, I think, it's really in China's interest to try to find a way to accommodate the Dalai Lama, that this is important. Nobody is trying to gratuitously bash Beijing on this one, but the message I hope they receive is that this is a very core issue that will not be forgotten.
At the ceremony today, President Bush is expected to reiterate that the Dalai Lama wants the Tibetan people to be able to worship freely, but that he is not seeking independence from China. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
And you can read more of the Dalai Lama's story at npr.org.